ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवति उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी कृष्णे स्वधामो भगते धनमज्ञानाधिभिः सह कलौ नष्टदृशामेश पुराणार्कोऽधुनोदितः ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की जय। टुडे वी आर ऑन टेक्स्ट नंबर 43 ऑफ चैप्टर 4 ऑफ द सेवंथ कैंटो। वी मे ऑल्सो गो ऑन टू टेक्स्ट नंबर 44, वी विल सी। प्लीज रिपीट। तस्मिन् महाभागवते महाभागे महात्मने हिरण्यकशिपु राजन् अकरोत् अघम् आत्मजे तस्मिन् महाभागवते महाभागे महात्मने हिरण्यकशिपु राजन् अकरोत् अघमात्मजे तस्मिन् महाभागवते महाभागे महात्मने हिरण्यकशिपुराजन् अकरोत् अघमात्मजे तस्मिन् महाभागवते महाभागे महात्मने हिरण्यकशिपुराजन् अकरोत् अघमात्मजे तस्मिन् अन्टु हिम् महाभागवते एन एक्साल्टेड् डिवोटी ऑफ द लॉर्ड महाभागे Most fortunate, Mahatmani, whose mind was very broad, Hiranyakashipu, the demon Hiranyakashipu, Rajan, O King, Akarot, performed, Agham, very great sin. Atmaje to his own son. Translation. My dear King Yudhishthira, the demon Hiranyakashipu tormented this exalted, fortunate devotee, even though Prahlad was his own son. Please repeat. My dear King Yudhishthira, the demon Hiranyakashipu tormented this exalted, fortunate devotee, although Prahlad was his own son. Purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. When a demon like Hiranyakashipu despite his elevated position due to severe austerities, begins to tease a devotee, he begins falling down. and the results of his austerities dwindle. One who oppresses a pure devotee loses all the results of his austerities, penances, and pious activities. Since Hiranyakashipu was now inclined to chastise his most exalted devotee son, Prahlad Maharaj, his opulences began dwindling. Translation: my dear King Yudhishthira, the demon Hiranyakashipu tormented this exalted, fortunate devotee, although Prahlad was his own son. Om Jnana Dimarantasya Jnananjana Shilakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guroho Shri Yuta Parakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sabadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpadarupyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Tismin Mahabhagavate Mahabhage Mahatmani Hiranyakashipu Rajan Akarod Akhamatmaje. In this verse there are quite a few adjectives repeated. Maha. Maha means great. Everybody knows. So he was Mahabhagavata, great devotee. We've been hearing about Prahlad Maharaja's wonderful, exalted, incomparable characteristics. One commentator calls him Mahabhagavata Shrestha, the best of the Mahabhagavatas. That would certainly seem to be Srila Prabhupada's opinion. Srila Prabhupada, as we know, was very fond of Prahlad Maharaj, always lecturing on, stressing Prahlad Maharaj's teachings, speaking about them, quoting them regularly as well. So Mahabhagavata, the great Bhagavata. This book is also Bhagavata, but it doesn't really have life unless somebody shows what it means to be a devotee. The book Bhagavata is one thing, that is Krishna, we've already chanted, but the devotee Bhagavata, that is really when this knowledge comes to life. Vidya Vidhu Jivanam. We'll say some more about that in a moment. Srila Prabhupada will say some more about that in a moment. So Mahabhaga, what does Mahabhaga mean? Greatly fortunate. Jiva Goswami has written very nicely, very important point, wonderful point, he said in explaining this verse. He says, Mahabhagavatva Lakshanam, the symptom of his being a great devotee, Puravameva Darshitam, it's already been shown. Where has it been shown already? The symptoms of Prahlad Maharaj's Mahabhagavatva, his being a great devotee, in the previous verses, just leading up to this one. Now we're changing gears a little bit, but we've heard several verses glorifying Prahlad's character. So he points this out. Then he glosses the word Mahabhaga. Mahan Bhago Bhagyam. It means great, greatly fortunate. Great and also fortunate. So we mentioned already great, maha, the word is used several times here. He says, well, Sri Narada Kripa Rupa, his fortune was coming in the form of the mercy of Sri Narada Muni, just like all of us. Whatever fortune we have, it's created by Srila Prabhupada, because otherwise, mandabhagyam. In this age, everybody has mandabhagya, not mahabhagya. Mandabhagya. Actually, we're unfortunate. So we can relate to this. This is maybe one reason why Srila Prabhupada stressed this point. So he says, Narada Kripa Rupam Yasya Mahan Pujya Atma Dhairya Gambhiryadi Yukta Swabhavo Yasya. It is by the mercy of Narad Muni that Prahlad, as his natural tendency, as his swabhava, became such that he manifested these wonderful qualities, such as extreme tolerance, dhairya, forbearance, determination, gambhirya, gravity. When we get into situations that are challenging for us, we lose our gravity. And we become despondent, and our weakness is quite apparent. And when we get into situations that are very pleasing, then we immediately become foolish and giddy and forget everything about the fact that death is approaching very quickly. The fact that we live in a world in which people are becoming monsters, non-humans, and that we're mandated to actually do something to change that. We forget all these things. Because we're not like this. So, Mahan Atma, Mahatmani, the word is also used. He's great soul, and Prabhupada translates it here as broad-minded. He's seeing the big picture. That's what we don't see. Our consciousness becomes increasingly localized the more we turn away deliberately from Krishna, the more we deliberately embrace the material energy, Maya, then our Krishna consciousness is minimized. It's always running, but it's double-clicked. The program is running in the background. We're not conscious of it. This is called Duratma, localized consciousness, small-mindedness, petty. Sometimes it's hard to believe that this country produced Shukadev Goswami. Because we see, especially if you read the news, such petty-minded nonsense, serving no purpose at all. Anyway, that's another matter. So, Mahabhagya, Mahatmani, Mahabhagavata. His great fortune was created by the mercy of Srila Narada Muni, just like ours. Therefore, he's become Mahan Atma. And how does he gloss this? Mahan means puja, pujyatma. He's worshipable, Prahlad Maharaj. Therefore, we do worship Prahlad Maharaj. Right next to Narasimha Dev, Prahlad Maharaj is standing with folded hands, in exactly the same way that we should be standing. Like Hanuman, he embodies what is the essence of servitude and Vaishnava character, as shown by these qualities. Here two of them are mentioned. We'll mention some others later. Dhairya and Gambhirya. But the word Adi is used. Adi means etc. So that it's understood there are all good qualities. And Swabhava, they're natural to him. We can actually change our nature. You cannot change your nature. Nobody changes their nature in this world. Everything is going on fixed according to the laws of karma. And we're completely wrapped up in this, and we have no say in the matter as long as we choose to indulge in the world of karma and karmic reactions. We can't change anything. All progress in this world is not vertical, it's only horizontal. So-called progress. We're actually just swishing around in the mud puddle of material existence. That's as much as we can do, and we call this progress. And it's touted as well. People who are like dogs, hogs, camels, and asses are praised. We see this every day. So, real character, it comes from devotion, actually. Devotion is the essence of character. It's the essence of all things auspicious. Yasyasi bhaktira bhagavati akinchana sarvair gunaistatra samasate suraha. Ityadi. Bhagavatam tells us this. So Prahlad had this wonderful characteristics. He was so tolerant, he was so grave, he was determined, he was devoted, he was humble. We see all these characteristics he expresses if we're looking and if we're sensitive enough that we can see. We can see all these things throughout his prayers. So Srila Prabhupada here, he's pointing out in his purport that when one mistreats or oppresses a pure devotee, here the word okha is used. Agha. What does agha mean? Sins, abominable, anything else? We actually have this word in English, ugh. It means the same thing. Something reprehensible. Srila Prabhupada here has translated it, very great sin. Different acharyas have given different glosses on this term. Jai Sri Sri Guru Gauranga Abhyam Namah, Sri Sri Krishna Balarama Abhyam Namah, Sri Sri Lalita Vishaka Sahitaradha Shyama Sundara Abhyam Namah. Agham Droham, this is the opinion of Sridhar Swami and Viraraghava Acharya and Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. All three of them say the same thing. Agham droham. What does droham mean? To be inimical, yes. To be envious, to be animosity. So this is what how he sees it, how these three see it. Vijayatvaj Tirtha sees it slightly differently. He says, marana lakshanam vyasanam. He's maintaining the abominable. Either lakshana can mean two things. Lakshana can mean the symptom, or lakshana can mean the intention. In either way, it works here. He has this characteristic that he's willing to kill his own son, although it's vyasana, sinful. It ruins himself even. We'll see. This is the point of Prabhupada's purport. Hiranyakashipu's ruin began when he started to oppress Prahlad. Exactly in the same way as Ravana's ruin began when he mistreated Sita Devi. You cannot mistreat the great soul. So marana lakshanam, either he had the intention to kill Prahlad, or he was characterized by such desires generally. Either way, this is how the word is used. Now Srila Prabhupada has commented on this verse, or actually he's paraphrasing one verse. He says in his purport, one who oppresses a pure devotee loses all the results of his austerities, penances, and pious activities. Does anyone know what verse he's paraphrasing there? If we read Prabhupada's books every day, especially if we read them carefully and really try to get it in the heart, not just in the ear or the head, then we know anything we read in Prabhupada's purports, we can see where it comes from. Srila Prabhupada is quoting the 10th canto. One statement was made, which he explains also in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Madhya Lila, chapter 15, text number 270. Very nice verse. It's quoted throughout our books. Ayuhu shriyam yashodhanamam Lokan Ashisha Evacha Hanti Shreyangsi Saravani Pungso Madhad Atikravaha. In the Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada didn't comment on this verse, but here in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, where it's quoted, in connection with Bhattacharya Sarvabhauma cursing his son-in-law, Srila Prabhupada writes, the word Mahad Atikrama, meaning envy of Lord Vishnu and his devotees, is significant in this verse. The word Mahat indicates a great personality, a devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Being always engaged in the Lord's service, the devotees themselves are as great as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Did everybody get this? Because they're engaged in the Lord's service, the devotees themselves are as great as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They're not the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but they're as respectable as the Lord. We've already described, Jiva Goswami has glossed the word Mahatman as Pujyatman, worshipable. So Prabhupada's indicating that here as well. Being always engaged in the Lord's service, the devotees themselves are as great as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The word Mahat is also explained in Bhagavad Gita 9.13. Who knows it? Okay. The Brahmacharis, usually they're stronger in the books. I've noticed it. They don't have any distractions. Okay. O son of Pritha, those who are not deluded, the great souls are under the protection of the divine nature. They are fully engaged in devotional service because they know me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, original and inexhaustible. Being envious of the Lord and his devotees is not at all auspicious for a demon. By such an envy, a demon loses everything considered beneficial. Everything who considers beneficial? Who judges? You judge. When you mistreat a great soul, everything you consider beneficial, you lose. It's relative. That's a fact. We agree with existentialists about that. But the system is so perfect that within your own value system, you lose things that you value and you gain things that you don't want or don't like. This is the nature of punya and papa. Now there's a few, since we're on this topic, there's a few nice quotes that are given in another purport very close by, just a few verses before. Here we're still in Madhyalila chapter 15, this is text 261. And Srila Prabhupada's purport says, the Haribhakti Vilas cites the following quotation from Skanda Purana concerning the blasphemy of a Vaishnava. In his conversation between Markandeya and Bhagiratha, it is said, my dear king, if one derides an exalted devotee, he loses the results of his pious activities, his opulence, his reputation, and his sons. Vaishnavas are all great souls. Whoever blasphemes them falls down to the hell known as Maharaurava. He is also accompanied by his forefathers. Whoever kills or blasphemes a Vaishnava, and whoever is envious of a Vaishnava or angry with him, or whoever does not offer him obeisances or feel joy upon seeing a Vaishnava, certainly falls into a hellish condition. Haribhakti Vilas also gives the following quotation from Varga Mahatmya. In a conversation between Prahlad Maharaj and Bali Maharaj, it is said, those sinful people who blaspheme Vaishnavas, who are all great souls, are subjected to very severely to the punishment offered by Yamaraj. So these are some sobering quotes to begin our day. Now, what kind of problems do we have? Actually, I talk to many people. Many people come to me with their problems, and when they leave, they realize that they actually didn't have any problems. Because we don't really have problems. If somebody looks at me the wrong way, we get all bent out of shape and we obsess about it for months after that. Or if somebody, you know, I mean, so many things disturb us, but they're not really problems. Kunti Devi gave a list of problems to the Lord. What did she say? Vishan mahagne purushada darshanata asat sabhaya vanavasa kritshrataha mridhe mridhe aneka maharatastrato drauniastratashchasma hare bhirakshitaha. She says, my dear Lord, you have protected us from so many calamities in the past. What kind of things did the Pandavas have to undergo? Visha, they were poisoned. Raise your hand if you've been poisoned. Anyone been poisoned? Well, I'm not talking about lauryl sulfate in your toothpaste, but that's also poison, by the way. And, of course, Yamuna Devi is poisoned now as well, just as Kaliya did 5,000 years ago. So many unscrupulous, greedy industrialists are doing so as well. This is only in the last 30 years, mind you. Before that, this Khandelwala Pustakwala in Loy Bazar, he said you could throw a coin into the Yamuna and watch it go to the bottom. That's how clear it was. The first time I took birth in the Yamuna, I could see the bottom as well. It was clear. This is a new problem. Therefore, it's a reversible problem if the willpower is there. But that's another topic. Okay, so poison. And what else? Mahagnehe, great fire. Has your house ever been burned down? Your office was burned down. Was it deliberately set fire? Okay, that's different. When you know that somebody's trying to kill you, that's a psychological pressure that you can't really deal with it. Now we know that people are saying so many things about us that we might not like. That's relatively tame. If somebody comes and sets fire to your house while you're asleep, that's another matter. Purushada. Anybody ever had any encounters with cannibals? Rakshasas? Nobody here ever been eaten by or attacked by rakshasas? Well, at least not. They're not visibly rakshasas. They may be inside their rakshasas, perhaps. Actually, there's a Chinese poet. His name was Lu Xun. He wrote a famous book about this. He saw the whole society as being cannibalistic, because in fact it is. Everybody, jivo jiva sijivanam, everybody is subsisting by eating another person. Anyway, purushada, asatsabha, you're trapped in a public assembly of people who are all rascals and dishonest. What can you do? The whole system is completely rotten to the core, just like most governments in the modern world. Vanavasa kritshrataha, and so many tribulations in exile in the forest. In the forest. If we don't get our AC at this time of year, it's what we consider to be a problem. But try living in the forest for how many years? 14. Over a decade. That puts an indelible mark on your psychology, actually. Some scar. Everything we do, actually, puts an indelible mark on our mindset. That's something to consider. Mridhe mridhe aneka maharatastrataha. And from the arrows and weapons of so many great generals and warriors on so many, one battlefield after another. Mridhe mridhe. See? And now Droni Astrataha, now this Brahmastra thrown by Droni. All these things we've had to deal with. And what does she say at the end? We all know the answer. He said, let it come again and again. Let it come again and again. Because I know that if I am under pressure, then I can take shelter of you sincerely. And when everything is good, we've already described what happens. We become foolish, we push Krishna aside. We do something that entangles us further and we suffer. You see? So there is divine hand in all of our sufferings that we should know. If you're suffering, or even if you only think you're suffering, understand that not a blade of grass moves without the sanction of the Supreme Lord, especially here in Vrindavana. Everything is working according to a different principle. Nothing here is what it seems to be based on your mundane calculation. Everything here is supposed to be the way it is. That's a tough pill to swallow. It's not easy. Now, I'm going to quote a very nice verse that is also given in the Brihad Bhagavatamritam of Sanatana Goswami. This is something that Hanuman, he should know. Hanuman tells Narad Muni. Narad Muni had gone to Hanuman because he heard Hanuman's glories, and he was glorifying Hanuman based on what he had heard. That's an appropriate process, but Hanuman wasn't having any of it. Hanuman immediately countered. He said, no, I'm not the greatest devotee. You need to consider the Pandavas. What did he say? He said, by sending poison and many other calamities, one after another, to trouble the Pandavas from their very childhood. Is it not a fact? From their very childhood, they were suffering. They were being mistreated and abused. Akamakarod, the word is used here. They had to undergo this from their very childhood. So, by sending poison and other calamities one after another to trouble the Pandavas from their childhood, the Lord deliberately showed their determination, their religion, their fame, their wisdom, their devotion, and their ecstatic prema. Very nice. He gives a list here. It's basically half of the list is the same as those things that are destroyed when you mistreat great souls. We've already read that other verse from 10th canto. Dhairyam, dharmam, yasho, jnanam, bhaktim, premapya, darshanat. The Lord himself shows the whole world what is the character of a mature devotee by putting him under pressure. And Hanuman says quite clearly, the Lord deliberately did this to the Pandavas. We don't tell this to newcomers. We're trying to encourage them to chant Hare Krishna. But as you chant Hare Krishna, you realize Krishna's nature. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is given the penultimate, or the ultimate statement of Krishna's nature. He calls him a rascal. Srimati Radharani actually spoke this verse. Ashli Shiva Paradatam Pinashtuma Darshanat Manamahatam Kurotuva Yatha Tatha Va Viratatu Lampato Mat Prananatas Tus Evanaparaha. He can do anything and everything that he wants, and he does. But still, he is the only Lord of my life, Srimati Radharani says. This is our ideal. This is our ideal. Now, how are you going to approach that ideal without having to deal with suffering, without having to be tested? This is the point. So, someone might be astonished to consider the extent of Hiranyakashipu's sinful activities. After all, we've seen elsewhere here in this very narrative, Hiranyakashipu has expressed great affection for Prahlad, taking him on his lap, petting him, asking what have you learned today. The ordinary father, it would seem, just like we're ordinary people, nobody likes to think that I'm a demon, even though actually it is in question, at least. But when a person determines himself to continually turn away from Krishna, this is called Ishad Apeta in the 11th canto, to turning away from, deliberately, it is deliberate. Even if it's unconscious, it's still deliberate. Because Bhagavan is within the heart, and he can reciprocate even with the tiniest spark of a desire to turn towards him, and he does. But generally we don't want to. And so he supplies us the intelligence to go in the wrong direction. When we do that, we become deeper and deeper, sucked into the vortex of Maya's phenomenal attractions, such that we forget all about impending death, and we lose the opportunity of this rare human form, Bohu Janma, Labdhantara. We get this after millions of different species of life that we've transmigrated in. We get this human form of life, and many people just can't get it together because they don't have enough piety. They don't have enough punya. They're not punyatma, what to speak of pujyatma. So, putrasya marana karanam asura karma natu shastriyamiti jnapaya sadhave agamiti sanghita karyam nakradam. Vijayatvaj Tirtha comments here that Hiranyakashipu is displaying the behavior of an asura. It's not shastriya karma. There's no shastra conjunction that you should mistreat your family members. Let's just broaden it a little bit. But actually it's a fact, isn't it? We do mistreat those who are the closest to us. This is another lesson we can take here. And it's only because of the same demoniac propensities that eventually brought Hiranyakashipu as far as he went before the Lord undid him. How far are we going to go before the Lord undoes us? It's up to us. So we mistreat. One acharya commenting on this verse has given a list. He's a sadhu, he's pure, he's a great soul, he's a Mahabhagavata also, and he's his son on top of all of that. And still, he was so impelled by his strong desires to become the dominator of this material world and the enjoyer of this material world, that he did not hesitate. Nunam pramatta kurute vikarnama yad indriya pritaya apadanoti na sadhumanye. Rishabhadev tells his sons, when one is strongly entangled in the bodily concept of life, then one cannot hesitate and does not hesitate to perform any sinful thing in order to achieve his ends. We see that people do this, especially politicians, I have to say. They tend to be more in this mode, in Kali Yuga at least. They have more Ishwara Bhava, which is an essentially demoniac propensity. They're prepared to send nuclear missiles to their neighbors right now, as a matter of fact. Anyway, so this is not Shastriya karma, and it's to point this out that he speaks these things. I'm kind of getting ahead. I'm going to just quickly read the next text and then we'll end. Text 44. Shri Yudhishthira uvacha devarsha etat ichamo veditam tava suvrata yad atmajaya shuddhaya pitadat sadhavepyakam. Maharaj Yudhishthira said, O best of the saints among the demigods, O best of spiritual leaders, how did Hiranyakashipu give so much trouble to Prahlad Maharaj, the pure and exalted saint, although Prahlad was his own son? I wish to know this subject from you. So, Sridhar Swami, Vijayatvaj Tirtha, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, they all remind us that we've been here before. This is essentially the same thing that was said back in chapter 1 of this chapter, text number 48, which I'll quickly read for you. Maharaj Yudhishthira inquired, O my Lord Narad Muni, why was there such enmity between Hiranyakashipu and his beloved son Prahlad Maharaj? How did Prahlad Maharaj become such a great devotee of Lord Krishna? Kindly explain this to me. So he wasn't satisfied, evidently, so he's asking again. This is what we should do. If we're not satisfied, we should go deeper. Atato brahma jignyasa. This is the spirit. Any kind of jignyasa, even if you're just troglite, that means sub-neophyte, you have to inquire. This is the beginning. So, and then Prabhupada says in his short purport, to know about the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the characteristics of his pure devotee, one must inquire from authorities like Devarshi Narad. One cannot inquire about transcendental subject matters from a layman. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 3:25:25, very important verse. Anybody know it? 3:25:25, what is it? Satam prasangan mama virya samvido bhavanti hrit karna rasayana katha ityadi. What is the rest? Tad joshanad ashwapavargavartmani shraddha ratir bhaktir nukramashiti. Such an important verse. You can actually say practically the whole Bhakti Rasamrit Sindhu is an expansion of this verse, because Rupa Goswami has repeated this formula in more detail. Adau shraddha tata sadhu sangha atha bhajana kriya anarchana vrittisya ityadi. All these eight stages that we go through, they're hinted only here in this 3:25:25. But Srila Prabhupada is emphasizing a different aspect of that verse. He says, only by association with devotees can one authoritatively understand the position of the Lord and his devotees. A devotee like Narad Muni is addressed as Suvrata. This is another matter. First of all, we do not advance in Krishna consciousness without understanding the Lord, and we do not understand the Lord unless we associate with devotees. Now, Srila Prabhupada is emphasizing one of the other words here, Suvrata. A devotee like Narad Muni is addressed as Suvrata. What does Suvrata mean? He's translated it here. Having the determination for spiritual advancement. Suvrata. One other acharya says, kama krodhadi parityagena kevalam paropakara rupam vratam dadhasi iti bhava. He's speaking to Narad Muni. You have completely given up lust, anger, adi means all the rest. We know the six enemies. Lust, anger, what is it? Kama krodha moha mada lobha, matsarya, these things. By giving these things up, kevala paropakara rupam vratam dadhasi. You have molded your life in such a way. You live by the principle of exclusively helping others. Do we do this? Imagine how much your life would change if you only served others. So he's inquiring from Narad Muni because Narad Muni has this character. But that's not what Srila Prabhupada says. Let's hear what Srila Prabhupada says. A devotee like Narad Muni is addressed as Suvrata. Su means good and Vrata means vow. Thus the word Suvrata refers to a person who has nothing to do with the material world, which is always bad. One cannot understand anything spiritual from a materialistic scholar puffed up with academic knowledge. We have them even in ISKCON, by the way. Bhaktyamali abhijanati, as stated in Bhagavad Gita, one must try to understand Krishna by devotional service and from a devotee. Therefore, Yudhishthira Maharaj was quite right in wanting to learn further about Prahlad Maharaj from Sri Narad Muni. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is glossed. The word here is used. Tava means twattaha, from you. I want to learn from you because your character is exalted. You've actually acted on this knowledge. Unlike Hiranyakashipu. Yatanto yoganash chainam pasyantyatman yavastitam. What's the rest of it? Bhagavad Gita chapter 15, text number 11. Yatanto prakatatmano nainam pasyantya chetasa. The endeavoring transcendentalists who are situated in self-realization can see all this clearly, but those whose minds are not developed and who are not situated in self-realization cannot see what is taking place, though they may try to. This answers the question. The question is, how can he treat his son this way? Now we find mothers who were prepared to kill their children, even in India. It's come to that. So how does it come to that? How does a person get into that space? You just cultivate selfishness long enough, and you will naturally be impelled to commit sinful activities. Those sinful activities will maturate, mature into a condemned mentality, and that condemned mentality is what it means to be a demon. Yanisha sarva bhutanam tasyam jagrati sanyami yasyam jagrati bhutani sanisha pasyato munehe. This is the difference, eternal difference, irreconcilable difference between the devotee and the demon. What is night for all beings is the time of awakening for the self-controlled. And the time of awakening for all beings is night for the introspective sage. So, these are a few things. I'm not going to get too much ahead of the plot, and I won't give the answer that Narad Muni gives to Yudhishthira's questions. But Srila Prabhupada's answer is enough for us to work on. Become Suvrata. Become fixed in your vows. And take this ultimate Suvrata, the best vow of only becoming Krishna conscious. When you make the determination to only be Krishna conscious, then there's any question of becoming like Narad Muni. And his character was, what does he say? I read it quickly. Kevala paropakara. Only devoted to others. Particularly Indians, they can do this more easily than anyone else. It's a special birth. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Bharata Bhumite Hoilo Munusha Janmajar Janmasartha Kari. That's the first part. Then, Parupakar. Same thing. Okay, we're going to stop here. Does anybody have any questions or any comments about any of these things? We're almost done with the chapter. I'll leave it for someone else because I think there's at least one more purport. Shubha Krishna Prabhu. Shankaha.
I doubt that these Pandavas were saved by from fire and from temples by their own strength. How do you understand that they were served by Krishna?
He says the Pandavas were saved by
fire.
Their own strength.
From
in the case of the fire and the Rakshasas, they were saved by their own strength. Kisi ko bal nahi hai, Baba. You should know this. Balaram. Nirbala ke Balaram. Yeah, Draupadi was directly saved by Krishna, but either way, we're all indirectly saved only by Krishna. Any strength we have is only Balaram. Any ability we have to do anything. Sometimes it looks like we're doing something, but this is Krishna's arrangement. It looked like that. This is that I already mentioned, Hanuman's statement from Vrind Bhagavatamritam. The Lord wants to show that this is the character of his devotees. They have this kind of dhairya. They have this kind of dharma. They have this kind of gyan, bhakti, yasa, prema. They have these things. Then we will appreciate. Otherwise, why are we going to approach and take shelter and give respect to a devotee unless they show something? So Krishna shows it for them, but it's actually Krishna doing. Nimitta matra bhava, he says. You can only be my agent. Strength itself is Krishna's strength. We hear this from the Kena Upanishad. What is the vision of the eye? What is the hearing of the ear? What is the mind of the mind? It's Krishna. Okay? Yeah, they acted. That's the glorious thing. They exercise their own volition, but the power has to come only from Krishna. Yeah.
You mentioned that anything we do is a sanskar. So when we chant Hare Krishna and the mind goes away, still is a sanskar on the mind or?
Everything is a sanskar, I said. This is his question. So when we chant Hare Krishna and the mind is wandering, does that create a new sanskar? It creates an indelible sanskar. This is the problem with Namamparad. It creates such a deep impression that you cannot hardly get over that. It waters all the weeds that you don't want. This is the problem. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur said, whatever you see when you're chanting Kama Gayatri, That you get for sure. So be careful. Saranga Thakur. Yeah, we cannot change our karma. But that's not us. He says, I said, you cannot change anything. You cannot change your karma. So he said, but wait a minute. Karmani nirdahati kintucha bhakti bhajam. But are you changing it or is he changing it? He's changing it. The same thing. It's the same answer. We can do nothing, but we can surrender. Then when we do that, then Krishna does everything. This is what Prabhupada came to show. If he said, I'm only one man, I'm only one Indian, he said. If every Indian followed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mandate, which we just quoted, then he said, what would happen? No, we have no potency to do anything. We have no qualification. We have every disqualification. But if we take shelter of Krishna and he shows his mercy, the Jiva Goswami has already commented that Prahlad Maharaj's qualification is the mercy of Narad Muni. And Narad Muni's mercy is the mercy of Bhagavan ultimately. It's just a question of surrender. If we surrender, we get mercy, and then we're empowered. Is it clear? Okay? Satisfactory. One more.
When we surrender to spiritual master, means we follow his instructions. Does that only mean as something of the more deeper meaning is that surrender to a pure devotee, Krishna mentioned, we get mercy.
Yes.
Surrender means like following exactly what he wants.
Yeah, surrender means to give yourself to Krishna, 100%. Sarva dharman paritya jamam ekam sharanam vraja. When we do that, then we always it's yayatamam prapadyante tasataiva bhajami. To the extent that we surrender, we get reciprocation. Always. So we surrender 100%, we get 100%. We surrender 2%, we get 2%. It's always up to us. You had a question? No? Okay, last question. Prabhu. Yes, and it's Sunaina Deti. Kuch. Let's go microphone, Dedo. Yes.
He also gave us instruction, and if we follow the same Prabhupada instruction, then we will be same as Prabhupada.
Well, not the same, but we'll, in some sense you can say that. Just Srila Prabhupada's example also, he followed his instruction. He's giving us instruction, that's for us to do. But he had his instruction, that was for him to do. Prahlad had his instruction from Narada, that was for him. Everybody has a different instruction, perhaps, slightly. But the principle is always the same. We surrender to Krishna. So many. Yeah, this is the problem. This is the difference, I should say. Whatever instruction Prahlad got, he followed. But we get instructions and we don't follow. This is the problem. Any of Prabhupada's personal servants can tell you that if Prabhupada told you to do something, or if Prabhupada corrected something you were doing wrong, he would only say it once. If he had to say it more than that, then you were out. At least that's the way it worked when Prabhupada was here. He would find somebody more competent. You have to really work at this. You have to, it's not an easy thing, it's hard work. Is that okay? Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.